For saying anything by way of the homily, let me first apologize because the last couple of days I have once again started getting pretty windy up here. So in my pride, I seem to keep thinking I have something important to say. So I will try and pare that back and keep it short. So in the first reading today, St. Paul tells us that the gospel needs to be preached regardless. And that's the point for all of us to recognize. We have to live our lives according to the gospel. He tells us that the gospel is useful for teaching and for reproving and entreating and so on. The gospel is Jesus. It is the truth. It is the fullness of truth. And so it's not just something that are words in a book that we can read, but rather it has to become the means of our life. If we can understand, just as we can say the truth is a person, so ultimately is the gospel. The word gospel means the good news. The best news is Jesus. In everything that means, we can look at it and say, yes, it's his death and resurrection, it's what he did for us and so on, but those only take little pieces of who he is and what his life is. It's the whole person of our blessed Lord. And that's the part that we want to bring into the world. That's the part that we want to make sure that we're living our lives accordingly. It is the Lord. So remember when the apostles were in the boat and Jesus was on the shore and said, throw your net in, and they brought it in and caught the fish, and St. John said to Peter, it is the Lord. Peter jumped in the water and swam to be with Jesus. He wanted his life to be focused on the Lord. That's what we want to do as well. It may not be physically jumping into the water, but to be able to look at our own lives and ask the question, do I want to be where Jesus is? Do I want to be with him? Do I want to live the life of Christ? Spiritually speaking, or figuratively speaking, as it may be, am I willing to jump out of the boat and into the water to swim to be where Jesus is? Now, obviously, the other apostles were going to be coming along in the boat. Peter didn't need to do that. He could have said, well, if I just wait a few seconds, you know, we'll start moving that way. He wanted to be with Jesus now. It wasn't, well, maybe in a little bit, you know, well, let's do this first. It's like, no, I want Jesus, and I want to be with him now. Is that the desire of our heart? Because that's what it really ought to be. So in other words, we don't just sort of kind of want Jesus, and especially when it's convenient and whatever. It's like, no, 100%. I want the fullness of the Lord. I want to live Jesus because he is the truth. He is the good news. He is the best. He is the one God has given to us, not only to save our souls, but to teach us how to live in this world, so that we can spend eternity with God in the next. That's what we want to be about. And it becomes very easy just to kind of go through the motions and get accustomed to that. That's where we need to learn that lesson from Peter. Say, no, it's not just enough to sit in the boat and be comfortable. We need to jump in the water and say, I want to be with Jesus.